Welcome back to the podcast on everything. We have now the recap of the divisional round, and we are going to preview and predict the championship games. And I'm with Brady Bosworth, just like last week.
Yeah, but it's a much sadder Brady Bosworth this week.
Yes. So for those of you that listened to the podcast last week, you would have noticed that we were starting off 4-2, and we were also 4-2 against the spread. We picked both. If you took my picks, you would have lost the thing. It would be great. You'd be thanking me for winning you millions of dollars based on how much you bet. If you took Brady's
I
advice,
feel
I'll get
I
it.
just want everybody to know that I'm not writing this down. So this is all Dan's word here, and he definitely, I think, is ringing this in his favor on this one.
Now we do have audio evidence to prove what I'm
Nah, dude, we
about
didn't
to
record a thing. There's no way you could hear that at
happen.
all.
All right, so let's recap the games and then break down all the betting stuff later on. So to recap the divisional round, we'll do the AFC like we always do because we like alphabetical order. And the Texans and Chiefs. 23-14. Brady, what'd you think about this game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure this is exactly what I said. This is the only one that I think I did really well on. I think I explicitly remember saying that it was going to be close, and then in the fourth quarter, the Chiefs were just going to run away with it, which is what ended up happening. I mean, the entire game, Texans made it look like they were hanging in there pretty well, and then just lost it at the end. So
Yeah, and
nothing surprising, but.
this is kind of where Houston just always fizzes out in this round.
Yeah, I
They
mean, young
win.
team, young quarterback against experienced roster who's been there before. I don't think that my take was all that crazy.
No, and I think most of the world was thinking the Chiefs were going to win. They did their thing and they held them down, a few field goals here and there. And things could have been different for the Texans, but it's an ugly win that it seems like the Chiefs have been doing all season long.
Yeah.
And Kelce, I think he is now in second place, or he might have broken Jerry Rice's touchdowns or yards in the playoffs of all time.
Yeah,
So congrats to him. It was Andy Reid's 300th victory in the NFL. I think he's one of three or four coaches to do that.
I mean, I'll say this: you can hate on the Chiefs all you want, but it's really tough to hate on Andy Reid. I mean,
Yeah. And yeah, now they're on their seventh championship game in a row,
yeah,
which is crazy to think
I,
that Mahomes has been in there that long. But
yeah,
I don't
right.
think
Hopefully, he
Mahomes even
retires.
went back. I'm pretty sure it went back to Alex Smith going there.
Your guess is as good as mine on that
Yeah, but it goes to how good Andy Reid is as a coach because he got the Eagles to four straight and he's gotten them to seven straight.
one. Oh, yeah.
That's a highly successful coach. That's 11 years of getting to the
I mean, I'd be willing,
semifinals.
I think I'd be willing to put it out and saying that Andy Reid's better coach than Belichick ever was. I mean,
I think if he wins one more, you can kind of start making arguments because then he starts, what has he won? Three? No, he's won two. No, he's won three overall, right?
well,
He's won the last two and then
no,
the previous
because
one.
they lost one to the Bucks, right? The
Yeah.
Chiefs did, and they won two in a row, and they won one before that. So I think he's at three with the Chiefs. Maybe I'm wrong on my map. Maybe I'm thinking overlapping years here.
Yeah, we're looking this up now because now I'm curious. Now I'm
Just
very curious.
looking at this, we've already looked it up. We know the answer. You don't have to tell us about it.
But yeah, I wish they just had a list. Now I gotta like read everything. It's kind of annoying. But there's not much to say about this game. It was kind of the most boring game, and you kind of knew the outcome of what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing
Before we
was,
start talking about Andy Reid.
yeah,
Yeah, nothing
nothing was
surprising.
too exciting for this game. It was also the first game. And it seemed like it was in the bag in the whole fourth quarter. I wasn't too concerned too much myself that the Chiefs were going to struggle at all. Yeah, the Chiefs have won. Chiefs won in 2020. That's right. They played the Niners because we had a rematch, which we may have a rematch again for the Chiefs coming up.
Yeah, we'll find
Now,
out.
we're going to get into something that's going to really make Brady a little depressed. It's the other AFC Championship game.
Oh God, I don't even want to talk about it. I think we just end the podcast here and move on until next week.
It wasn't as cold as I think they predicted, whereas it's going to be ice and storm. I think it was probably the second over the weekend. So we had the Bills, a 2-point victory over the Ravens, 27 to 25. For those of you that did not watch it, the Ravens basically shot themselves in the foot a few times, some sloppy turnovers, a dropped ball to tie the game. They went for the 2-point conversion twice and failed. The first one was in the third quarter. As a Ravens fan, when they went for that to tie it up, were you for or against that?
I was for it. I think it's a smart call at that moment. I think we were down by 11 and we got the touchdown, so it would have put us down by two, right? Which would have put us a field goal wins it going into the fourth quarter. I think it's a good call to do it. I don't hate that call. I don't hate the play. I mean, I think it was Hamlin got a finger on it and tipped it, or else it would have been caught and we would have gotten it. So yeah, I mean, I was happy with the call. I get looking back at it, you know, like, oh, if you would have gone for it, we would have been only down by one. But then again, you can't play for what ifs, essentially. So I like the call
Yeah, I
going
can't
for it
remember if it
there.
was going for the tie at that point, or like you said, there.
I think it was going for down by two, because I think we were down by 11 starting the second half.
Then it would have been, then they would have been down by three. Yeah, because
So it would have been.
they scored nine in the third quarter, and the Bills didn't score anything. And basically, what happened was the Ravens ran the ball a lot in the third quarter. And it seemed like
Yeah.
that was kind of what they were going to have to do to win. And then the Bills make a few field goals. When
Yeah,
did Mark
I mean,
Andrews fumble that ball? Was that the fourth quarter?
that was the fourth quarter. Yeah, so essentially we were down by 8 points with like 11 minutes left, and then we had started throwing it at this point. Andrews made like the 30-yard catch, tried to run it, fumbled the ball, and then gave it up, which we stopped them, got it back, scored the touchdown, missed it, fumbled too. Maybe 2 drives after that, but it was like fourth quarter that fumble happened and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and Lamar Jackson, he threw for 254 yards, but he had a fumble that they returned for a touchdown. Derrick
Okay.
Henry
Okay.
only gets 84 yards. He only had 16 attempts, but when you're behind, you can't really give him the ball as much.
Yeah. I think I saw the stat and it was like Henry and Hill had like 22 combined touches, like 112 yards or something like that. And it's like, I get it. You want to run the ball, but you're down, playoff game. You kind of have no choice but to pass it when you're down by 11 going into the second half. So it's not like it was like the championship game last year where they just stopped running the ball entirely for no reason. But ultimately, I mean, here's what I'll say from this. We had three turnovers and lost by 2 points. I think I was texting you about this. The Bills didn't beat the Ravens. The Ravens beat the Ravens like the Ravens always beat the Ravens. I mean, no, this is not knocking the Bills. I mean, they played a heck of a game. I think they'll give Kansas City a run for their money. But I think that if we played sound football, if we didn't blow the game, we won that game easily. I mean, look at the first. We scored on the first drive. We're driving the second drive, and Lamar throws the interception, right? Down on the like 5-yard line, Lamar fumbles the ball. And then the Andrews fumble and the Andrews miss on the 2-point. I think it's just Ravens beat the Ravens again.
Yeah, and then it's starting to look like this is a common thing in
Yeah,
Baltimore right
dude.
now, where they can't win two in a row in the playoffs. Doesn't matter where if they have the bye or they don't have the bye, it's one and done, or it's one win and then they're
Yeah,
done.
it's just collapsing when the moment counts, and it's a full team collapse is what it is. I mean, you can say in the past you can blame it on Lamar or something like that, but last year it was they fumbling it. And then this year, it's just a full team collapse every single time. So something's got to change. I
Did
mean,
you watch Lamar's post game?
I didn't see it, no.
Yeah, I got to watch it, and it was live, so he got to cuss, and they didn't answer it, and he was apologizing for it, but you could tell he's like, all right, I've reached the end now. Like, this is every single year, it's the same way, and he took accountability for stuff. He's like, I can't throw that interception. That was stupid. I should have read the defense. I shouldn't have tried to make a play in the playoffs out of nothing and fumble the ball. And he's like, I'm tired of losing this way over and over again. I don't know if that means it's going to change because the window in the NFL is so short, which is why it's so remarkable that the Chiefs and the Patriots and these other teams can be good for so long, because usually you rotate so quickly in the NFL. But I don't think their window is closed yet. I thought that the
No, I don't.
window was
I
closed
mean,
for the Bills, and this year they kind of surprised me.
yeah, I mean, Bill surprised everybody on this year for even making it to the playoffs, basically. But I mean, I don't think the Ravens' window is closed. I think as long as we have Lamar, we're going to be competing. We have Henry for another year. We have a pretty stacked defense going into next year too, hopefully. I don't think our window is closed. My thought is something's got to change, and I think coaching has to change. That's what I think it is. I think that it's just, I think it's time to send Harbaugh to a team like the Jets that need a rebuild. Right, just find the coach, need a coach who can bring them back to being good. But it's just, I don't think Harbaugh is going to push us over the line again.
I'm not sure. I'm not a big Ravens fan or know Harbaugh like you, but I know it's frustrating. And they kind of did that in Philadelphia with Andy Reid, but at that point he was having losing seasons. So that's when it was like time to go. And then they both were successful after. You mean you look at the Eagles, they won a few years after he left. I
Yeah, and
mean,
that's what
look
I'm
at a
saying.
while, Chip
I don't
Kelly
think.
struggled. And but
I mean, I think Harbaugh is a good coach. I just think he's done all he can here, and he's just not going to push it over the top. Maybe he goes to another team and beat, and it's just as successful as Andy Reid is with the Chiefs, right? But I'm not saying he's a bad coach. I love Harbaugh. I think he's done a great job in Baltimore, but I just think it's time to go on to something else.
what I am thinking about for the AFC is, all right, what's the picture going to look like now? The Bengals, their offense is some of the best offense in the league. They barely missed the playoffs. Do they upgrade that defense in the offseason, and is that going to be an issue with Baltimore's dominance in that division for the most part of a decade? So
I mean, if you look at the AFC North, and we can do a futures episode later, but I mean, it's always been one of the most dominant divisions. I don't think it matters which team's playing hot. I mean, even the Steelers, who have had bad years for the past 5 years, have been playing well in it. So it's like, I just think it's a tough division, and I think that any team can compete in it at any point. Maybe not the Browns, but Bengals are going to bangle. I mean, that's just what they're going to do.
And now we bring that up. In the AFC, is it them or is it the South that has gone longer without a champion? I might say it might be the AFC North.
I mean,
Yeah,
last
I'm looking. Yeah, the last team to win
the Ravens. No,
was the
not the
Ravens in
so the Bengals
13.
made it.
The
Oh,
Bengals
you
made
mean
it.
win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I don't even AFC Championship. Yeah, it'd
But
be the Ravens
also,
in 2022.
that's the only team in 13 years to get there from that division, which is
No, the
crazy to
Bengals got
think
there.
about. Yeah, the Bengals. Yeah, the only team in 13 years, which is wild to think about. But
I
then
mean,
you also look at the other aspect, and you got the West, which is just being dominated by one team. And then you look at the Central. Is that what the Colts would be in?
I could tell you. I think so.
Trying to remember, and I can't. I'm trying to find when that division won, and holy crap, 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you take away the Colts, you're going back even farther.
And it's just been domination by the West.
Yeah, the West and the North with New England, or is that the East?
I think it'd be because the
I guess
Ravens,
the East. Yeah.
Ravens to the North.
Yeah, so it's really two divisions are just dominating with the sprinkle of the
Yeah, every so often
Ravens.
somebody in North gets it.
Yeah, but it is embarrassing out of how many seasons the I guess the South has played and nothing is coming from it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. To be honest with you, the divisions in the NFL are kind of pointless, right? All it does is just create rivalries because you play each other twice a year. But other than that, I don't think it doesn't really do much. Like, it
No.
doesn't really help your seeding standing at all. Like, you could just have AFC and NFC and just be fine.
And that brings us to the NFC, which we'll start breaking down, and the NFC North, which everyone said was the best division in football. And they had the 15-2 Lions, the 14-3 Vikings, and what was it? 12 win Green Bay Packers, something ridiculous, right?
Yeah, lots of double
And
digit wins there.
right now, none of those teams are still in it. The Commanders stomped the Lions 45-31. They and they
that
even
was
scored
my
in the third
worst take.
quarter. Yeah. What'd you think about this? You think this was just the Lions playing bad, injuries catch up to them? You think the Commanders are actually this good?
I mean, one, I was shocked. I thought the Lions were going to just run all over Washington. I think that I think that most people thought Goff was going to come and play like prime Goff in the playoffs and everything. And my biggest thing was just that rookie quarterback playing with a team that hasn't been there in a while. I just thought they were just going to fall and just not be able to hold up to the pressure, right? And going against a good quarterback, against a good team that has the receiving core, a pretty good defense. I just didn't think Washington could handle it, and they showed that they could. And I think they showed that the longer they are, I don't think that this is a fluke year for Washington. I think that maybe a sophomore slump next year, but I think that Washington is here to stay now.
Yeah, this is the first time they've gone in, I think they said 95 or something
Yeah, a
this
long
year.
time.
Yeah, congrats to them. They played exactly how they needed to play. The Lions turnover machines, which has kind of been the theme in the playoffs, which makes sense. I saw a stat in which the teams that have won have turned out of all the games combined, the teams that have won have turned the ball over three times. The teams that have lost combine all their turnovers, 21.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's got to
So,
do it.
like, that's a huge disparity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got teams turning it over two, three times, you're gonna lose. And
Tough to win a game when you don't have the ball.
yep, or you're marching and you don't get any points because you turn the ball over. And then it's all that momentum's gone. Yeah, there's not much we can break it down in the betting in a second, but let's get to the recap of the Eagles game, which was 28-22. Saquon Barkley ran off for 205 yards, which, when you look at the top scorers in the other games, you can combine all of them, and they still don't equal what he did in his game. So
Yeah.
he had two rushing yards of. Or two rushing touchdowns of over 60 yards. And he had four of those on the year to the Rams. The interesting thing about this game, the rookie lineman for the Rams came out and said how much he hates Philadelphia fans, that they're annoying and this and that. And they were going back and forth during the game. I don't know what was said after the game to him or what he has said since. Did you hear about that story? It was like a
Yeah,
little.
I did hear. I did hear about that story. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna disparage people. I got some friends who are Eagles fans and everything, but you gotta admit they're a pretty raucous fan group, I guess. So I don't think that his point of view is something that's unshared with people. I think saying it is might not be the smartest thing in the world, but.
That's what Saquon said. But also, when you look at it, I just think most NFL fans in general can be the same, can be like that.
Oh,
And
yeah. I mean,
maybe
you're going
just
to find them
historically it
in
goes to
any band.
Philadelphia. Yeah, but the Eagles narrowly win. They shot themselves in the foot a lot, but they somehow got it together and won on their defense, stopping Stafford's last push. They made a lot of mistakes, kind of like the Ravens, kind of like the Texans, but it didn't hurt them enough, in
Right.
which they had two extra point misses. I think they also missed the field goal. They had a touchdown that they took back because of a false start. And then they had a few stupid sacks that took them out of field goal range. And when you really look at all that, if they clean that up, I think they might be the best team, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
But
they did the same thing in the wild card weekend too, though. I mean, they five turnovers from the defense. They scored one touchdown off of it, basically, in the wild card weekend. I mean, that's the biggest Achilles heel for the Eagles is the offense just doing dumb things and just not getting points on the board when they should. The defense has come in and Barkley's come in and pretty much carried the Eagles through the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts threw for 128 yards, which is 1 yard more than Josh Allen, which is crazy if you said two quarterbacks would throw for less than 130 yards and they would both win the games.
Every single, what did you see? Every single team that won last weekend were out gained. So, like, the Rams had more yards, the Ravens had more yards, like, the Texans had more yards, and the Chiefs. Every single team that had more yards ended up just in the game. I mean, it just is showing that when defenses can settle down, it helps you win.
It's that like bend don't break mentality.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now let's get into the recap of our betting. So we have a disagreement here. As of right now, Brady could be 5-5 or he could be 6-4. So at the time of our recording, Brady was taking KC in the points. He was taking the over in the Ravens, the Rams in Detroit. We can both agree that the Rams, Detroit, and the over lost. Would have won the
Wait, what
over.
was that?
Their
Would
over
have
was
won the over if we
54 and
got
a half,
that
was
2-point
54 and a half.
conversion? Yeah.
And if the Mark Andrews catches the ball, goes to overtime at 54 points, so automatically he's going to win. So you got screwed by your team
Okay, yeah.
multiple times.
Andrew's heard me on that one.
The points in the KC game is the argument we have right now. So now hold on to that. I took Washington. They won, obviously, because they were underdogs. I took the Rams. They covered. I took the Bills plus one at home. They won. And I took Houston. At the time, they were 8.5. So this is where our disagreement is. The line switched to 9.5. Which obviously, as a Houston, if I'm taking Houston at 8.5, I'm taking Houston at 9.5. So I would win that game, thus being 4-0. Now, on the other side, Brady's taking Kansas City. He might like him at 8.5. He might not like him at 9.5. Asking him now, he might say he didn't like him at 9.5.
I'm saying that when we locked it in, I would have won with when we locked in what we were talking about.
That is
Because I
true.
think it was 9, I think, was the final, right? What was it?
The
Like 9
line
points?
was 9.5 at the
Right, but
end.
and what did they win by?
They won by 9, and this is
Yeah.
wins, and this is, so let's recap how this, and people call it a bad bet and this and that. This is how it went down. The Texans on their last possession kicked a field goal. It was blocked. Chiefs got it on whatever yardage that the ball fell on. They took a few downs, let Houston waste their timeouts, had like 20 seconds left, and their kicker, which I've seen kickers do, just run out of the end zone, run around as much time as possible, and then just run out of the end
And
zone
just
for
hit
a
the safety.
safety. Then basically they all have to do is do a kick and the game is over. And that's basically what happened. They played it that way. After he did the safety, you hear the commentators talk about, oh, this is going to like really affect a lot of people. because they did the math and the 9.5 went to, based on who you went, you're either screaming or going crazy. Yep. So I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna take the victory for Houston for this reason. You can call it, I got lucky on the safety and this and that. He missed two field goals and I think an extra point. So, and one was blocked. So that was kind of lucky right there that I wasn't even covering to begin with. And the game was still going on and they covered. What is your take on this? How are you going to rate it out for you?
I win. When we locked it in, right? I'm pretty sure that I would have covered it and I would have gotten it. I would have won it with what we locked it in, we originally reported. I don't think the line changing is the bet is when I lock it in, not when the final line is with the game, is what I'm saying here. That's why I'm saying that I win this. And I'm 6-4, not 5-5, baby.
And that leaves me at 8-2. So
Yeah,
not bad.
congrats.
If you win this weekend, and we'll see what our bets are this weekend, we could be tied. You could still win overall if you win 3 in a row and I go 0-3.
Hey man, I'm feeling lucky
But
this weekend.
yeah, but I also feel
I
like
have nothing on the line anymore. I'm feeling good.
I think in the Super Bowl we're gonna do a few more bets than just the overall spread to
Yeah.
make it.
Also, I want to say I'll take the win on the Ravens game too because it should have happened. Oh, 7-3, baby.
Yeah, so we are going to go now and transition to the championship games. We're going to do the AFC first. The Chiefs are at home, -2. How are you seeing this game playing out, Brady?
Oh man, I got what I want to happen. I got what I think is going to happen. What I think is going to happen is I think the Chiefs are going to end up winning the game. I think Chiefs being at home, I think they're going to do the exact same thing they've done every single game this week or this season pretty much is just hold it out until the end and then find a way to score at the end pretty much. So, I mean, I'm taking the Chiefs to win it. And I mean, if it's a -2, then I'm going to take the Chiefs line anyway because I think that they'll win and they're gonna win by a field goal at least. So
Yeah,
yeah, I mean I want the Bills to win, obviously, but
I get tired of watching the Bills beat the Chiefs in the play in the regular season and lose to them in the playoffs. And the back of my mind says it's going to happen again.
yeah.
I just don't see that Bills team being good enough to beat them. I am rooting for the Bills hard because I don't want to see the Chiefs again,
Everybody except for people
especially
in
if Andy
Kansas
Reid wins
City.
another one. And he's not in Philadelphia. It's going to really, really piss me off,
Yeah,
especially if it's against Philadelphia twice. So I am rooting for the Bills. I think they're the weaker of the two teams. Josh Allen, if he plays lights out and gets, 3 touchdowns, 200 yards plus passing, and 80, whoever knows how many rushing yards he needs, then I think the Bills have a shot. But I am going to
yeah.
take the Chiefs -2. If it was -4, -5, I'm taking the Bills on
Maybe,
that, but I'm
yeah.
taking Chiefs to Chiefs straight up and against the spread.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, if the Bills play like they did against the Ravens, they have no shot, essentially. Bills have to come in and play lights out. Chiefs have to come in and just play the game, essentially. I think it's a huge advantage for the Chiefs on this one, even greater than the what I thought the advantage was for the Ravens.
Yeah. And if the Bills win, I will be happy that I
Oh yeah.
was incorrect on this. So I do not care.
Yeah, exactly. It's a win-win for me, pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Eagles and Commanders. And we don't have to, these games, we don't have to break down for 45 minutes like some analysts do and stuff like that. It's football. You don't need to sit there for 8 hours and break down a 60-minute game. Look how easily we accomplish that. Eagles against Washington, they have split the regular season. Eagles are -6. Brady,
Oh,
what are your
wow.
thoughts?
Wow. Oh, just an outright who's going to win this game. I mean, this is good. It's going to be a good game. I mean, no matter what, Eagles are at home, right?
Yep, and both games are 47.5, by the way, if you wanted to
Are they
switch
really?
anything.
I mean, at this game, it's going to be a good game. I think at -6, I think that I'm going to take Eagles to win, but Commanders to cover it. So, I mean, I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to come down to the wire. I think I'm leaning towards the Eagles winning it, mainly just again because they're at home, and I think that they just overall have just a better. I think that the defense can handle it. Is basically what it's going to end up coming down to. So, I mean,
Yeah.
this is.
They played an amazing game. We didn't even talk about that. The snow in Philly over the weekend really affected the Rams way more.
Yeah.
I don't think the weather would have as much of a factor in these two games. Hurts may have a slight injury, which is why I am leaning to the Redskins to cover, but the Eagles are the better team. They haven't played well in the playoffs yet, and they've gotten two victories. I think they tighten it up a little bit, play a little bit better, and get to the Super Bowl for the rematch for the fourth time in four freaking Kansas City Super Bowls. It'll be a rematch against it'll be same opponent, right? So they've been
Yeah.
there.
So we're
If it
doing the
was minus
exact same.
five or minus four, I would take the Eagles, but I think the Eagles may win by 3 or 4. Just in the back of my mind, I don't think they're going to win by 10 or anything like that.
No, I don't think so either.
Daniels, he hasn't really turned the ball over, and I'm not going to go against the grain and be like, oh, Eagles are going to play amazing, and Jalen and Daniels is going to be terrible. I'm just going to go with what has been happening, which is the Redskins or Commanders now have been playing close games for about 2 straight months.
Yeah.
Most of them, they win. However, this is a team that has seen them play for 120 minutes. They know what to expect. So I'm going to take Philadelphia, but Washington's getting the points.
Yeah, I think so. We have the exact same thing this week then. Here we go. Here's what I'll say. I'm gonna say Eagles win by one on a 1 point free kick. It's like a drop kick, isn't that like the thing you can do? So it's like one of your obscure rules.
If you see that happen, you should have taken it.
Yeah, then you're welcome. Take that bet right now.
Yeah, I think Saquon right now is showing why he should be the MVP this year. I think
He's not gonna
people
be.
keep bringing up it's between Josh Allen and Lamar. I think personally it should be between Saquon and Lamar. I think those were the two. When you get 2,000 yards, you should be talked about way more because there's only nine people that have done it. What do people do against Lamar? Really nothing. Like he's just setting records with his legs all the time. So you got to have some line like, all right, when does he not win MVPs? What does he, what does
Right.
someone else have to do
Yeah,
to win an MVP?
I agree with you that I think Barkley should be in the conversation. I just think that there's no way anyone who's not a quarterback is going to win that award.
Yeah, and we've discussed that. I
Yeah.
think Saquon is highly motivated and he's running on all cylinders right now that he's like just proving everybody in New York that this is what you could have had if you had a decent line and you knew how to run your organization. You could have had one of the greatest backs of all time putting up these kinds of numbers.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
yeah, they did get some injuries, but they also had top draft picks and squandered them away for quite some time.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
I
don't even know if he's backing up anymore right now.
have no idea what that means, Dylan.
Yeah, but in an ideal world right now, this is how I would love to see if this Super Bowl happens. Kansas City against Philadelphia. Mahomes gets hurt. Carson Wentz has to start and play with Andy Reid as his quarterback against his old team.
That would be so funny. That'd be crazy. My dream Super Bowl is Commanders Bills. I don't think it's gonna happen, but
Yeah.
it's what I want to happen. And
If
Bills win it. That's what I want
that
to see.
happens, I wonder if the viewership would take a dive.
Oh,
But right now,
skyrocket. Are you kidding me? Rookie quarterback and the Bills, who haven't been there since they lost four straight. I think it was skyrocket.
But you do lose Taylor Swift's crew of watching and the rematch of whatever Super Bowl they did 2 years ago.
That's true. I want to see the stats of how many more people are actually watching the NFL because of Taylor Swift. I have a feeling it's not that much. Like,
Yeah, I don't know. They should have some stats like that, I would assume.
I'm
But
sure they have something like it.
yeah, but for those of you that listen to the end, you should be taking Washington and Kansas City. We have both agreed on that. The last time we agreed on anything we won, which was the Rams.
Let's go.
Yeah, so we know what we're talking about. We agree. If we disagree, you should be taking my bets. That's obvious. Is
Nah, dude. I'm
as they
seven.
say.
I'm 7-3.
Yeah. So we have talked to somebody. We may do our Super Bowl since it's not going to be in Baltimore. We don't have to go down there and do a. So we may be going to Philadelphia. We may go to Washington. We'll probably not go to Buffalo or Kansas City.
That would be a little bit too much.
Yeah, but a DC or Philadelphia trip, it's possible. If you bet our bets, you're welcome. And you should keep rolling with us. Brady, are there any last things you want to say?
I moved on to hockey season already. Let's go Caps. I'm ready for them to disappoint me. When that happens, I'm ready for the Orioles to disappoint me. So,
And your boy Santander just went to Toronto.
yeah, he did. Yeah, good for him. He got his bag. The Orioles weren't going to be signing, so I'm happy for him. I have no ill will. I like the guy, so.
Well, yeah. And one, hopefully, when the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, I will move on to college basketball, March Madness, not UNC basketball, because they are god awful. And I don't know what's going on, but I hope they get rid of Hubert Davis
Everybody,
before you get rid of Harbaugh.
yeah. I feel like if Harbaugh was going, it would have been announced already. So,
Yeah, but thank you for listening to the podcast and everything. You can find us on any major platform or on website. We appreciate all the listeners. If you made some money on our bets last week, let
give
us
it to
know.
us.
Yeah, maybe take a
Oh, yeah.
screenshot of a perfect 4-0 parlay or whatever you did. But yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you for a Super Bowl preview
Heck yeah, dude. I'm
wherever we
pumped.
do
Oh, we could do a Pro Bowl for review too.
it. Yeah, we can do that. All right, so maybe we'll do that next week.
Yeah.
All right.